All right, where are my second graders? Oh, you're hiding in the middle. All right, I want to ask you guys a question. Put your hands down. Who knows what an oasis is? Uh-oh. I might have to go to third grade then. Does anybody in second grade know what an oasis is? All right, where's third grade? There you guys are. Okay, I'm coming back here. Any of you know what an oasis is? Yep. It's kind of a pool of water. It's a little bit more than just that, but it's kind of a pool of water out in a desert, right? Where's the fourth graders? Oh, okay, here we go. How about you guys? Who knows what an oasis is? Right, he's giving me a long story, yeah. Yeah. It's a beautiful place. Yes, yeah, so there's vegetation because there's growing. So oasis is like a stop in your journey. So if you're in the desert, you think you'll get thirsty? Oh yeah. And if you run out of water, you're gonna be looking for some. And then on the distance, you see all this vegetation in a beautiful place, and it's an oasis. And you go there, and what do you do at an oasis then? If it's a place that has water, what are you going to do at an oasis? You're going to drink the water. What else might you do if you've been traveling all day and you're hot and sweaty? You might sit down and rest. So at an oasis, you're going to rest and take your time and think about things. Today is our Advent oasis because we're exactly halfway through Advent and halfway to Christmas Day. Has anybody ever climbed a big hill, like to the very top? And you're like going up, and when you get to the very top, you're halfway there, right? And so when you're halfway on a hill, you sit down usually and look at everything around you and see what's going on. So what Jesus is saying today, you heard him say it twice. He said, come by me and you'll find rest. So Jesus is like our oasis in our lives, that when we are hot and sweaty and we don't want to go another step, Jesus says, come and be by me. And so today is a special day in Advent because it's the exactly halfway point. What's exciting and interesting about something halfway is that if you decided at that point to go back, it'd be the same amount of time to go back as to go forward. If you start something that's hard and you go a little bit and you go, oh, I can't do this, you can turn around and go back. But if you're halfway, you already have made that decision. I'm not going to go back because it'll take me just as long to go back as it would to go forward. So you are already halfway into the season of Advent. And if you've been trying to be a little bit nicer and a little bit better to everybody, you're halfway there. And all you have to do is go the other halfway. What I always tell everybody who asks me is I want everyone on Christmas Day to have a little present to give to Jesus. And that present is the goodness and the things that you've done on your journey to Christmas. That's what Advent is for, is to get a Christmas present ready for Jesus, to thank him for walking with you through the desert when you're in the desert. So you got halfway points. So if you've done nothing, you got halfway to go yet. That means you can start today to do something, to be special, to be nice to somebody, do something special that's a little bit hard because you only got halfway to go. It's not the whole way, you got halfway. So it's a perfect thing to do. So when we reach the halfway point, first thing we want to do is take a rest. And look around and see how you got where you are. Am I doing a good job in Advent? Have I looked back and see if I've been pretty nice? And as I look forward, what's coming up that I can be nice? You take a little look back and you take a little bit look forward to see how you're doing. That's the first thing that we do when we're halfway in a journey. The second thing we do, as you said, we drink the water. We might even jump in the pool if we're like real hot and sweaty and cool off. So I want you today to be happy. Anything that's bothering you, put it away till tomorrow. Anything that you're worried about or you're thinking about that's going to be hard, put it away till tomorrow. Today, be happy. Be kind to yourself. Be a little bit nicer to yourself. Do something nice for yourself today to get yourself ready to do something nice for everybody else every other day. And then thirdly, as you heard, remember at the halfway point, Jesus is telling us, you can do it. You can finish this. You can be nicer. You can be a better person. And I'm going to be with you. But when you are tired and you are worried and you are nervous and you're upset and you're crying, he says, come to me. Because when I'm with you, it'll be all right. Everything will be all right. And Jesus is offering us today that time that we sit back and we look at how far we've come and what we want to do and how we want to get a little present ready for Jesus so that on Christmas Day, when you wake up, you can say, Jesus, here's my present for you. I tried not to say bad words, or I tried not to lie, or heaven help us, I helped my parents. Or I listened to my parents. That's the hard one, isn't it? That's the hard one. So think about how you've been already, but even if you've not done a lot of things, you're halfway. So you don't have to. You can start all over. You can begin. But have a happy, good day for yourselves today. Smile more. Make somebody else smile today by saying something nice to them and being with them. And knowing that we're halfway there to where we're going to celebrate the birth of Jesus, God, who loved us so much that he said, I'll be with you and I will walk with you and I'll show you the way. So in any journey that we're on, he's with us. He's walking with us. You know, this reading that we had is the same reading that when we're anointing people that are dying or are sick. Because they're on a journey too. And for them to get comfort to know that Jesus is with them on their journey is the same comfort that I want you to have today, to know that he's with you on your journey. So when you think about stuff that's bothering you, you really don't have anything to worry about because he's with you. So take a time, spend your day in Jesus's oasis today. And from everybody from third grade down, you learned a new word today, didn't you? You learned oasis. That's a good one. It's good for Scrabble, too.